Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing Grace School of Ministry, and this is our empowerment, Christian empowerment and counseling course, and I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the instructor, the teacher, and we are here to talk about this exciting six-week course that we have got going on that we're starting. And I'm coming on live tonight to say that you still have time to register for this exciting course, this exciting class. And I'm just going to talk about a little bit about what we're going to be dealing with on this next 6 weeks. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be exciting. We are definitely going to break the yokes of bondage. If you're bound and you feel like you can't set yourself free or you can't get free, we're going to get free during this course. Now, I want to start with this scripture. This is Psalms 103, and I'm going to read verse 3. It says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, We've got a good one. The Lord has given me a good lesson, and I'm just so excited about this lesson. I'm so excited about what we are going to be dealing with. Praise the Lord. And certainly registration is only $75, but I'm going to give you a discount on that price range, because if you purchase the books, your registration will be reduced. Yes, that's right. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the course. I want to talk about what we'll be dealing with on this week. Certainly, my courses are designed to be effective and for empowerment. And let me just read it, shall we? So all my courses have a syllabus. All of them give an outline of the length of time that the class will be going on, tests, and various things of that nature. But my theme of my school is Hebrews 4, verses 12 through 13. And it says, "For the word of God is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." We're going to really get into that topic. We're going to get into soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of our hearts. Neither is there any creature that is manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. But before we get even into that, and that is my basis, that is on everything of my school of ministry. But if you would just allow me to just give you a little bit more of this verse, and I'm trying to find it. Hallelujah. You know, you got these new phones and you got tablets, and I'm looking it up on my tablet. Praise the Lord. You know, I do have a Bible too, y'all, but I'm doing it on my tablet today. Praise the Lord. I want to just go back up to verse 11, and that it says, "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into thy rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." You know, when we look at what's going on in our times, what's going on in our society, but then we have to also look at what's going on with us. And our topic, or the topic that we will be dealing with the next 6 weeks, is addressing the DNA of emotional instability. And we're going to break it down. I have two fantastic books that I need you to go purchase. And one of these books, praise the Lord, I'm just going to cover the surface. I can't even get into all of it, but this book is awesome. It's blessed my soul, and I know it'll bless your soul. One of the things that God gives me, he gives me material, and he gives it to me to pass it on. You know, I have been bought with a price. I'm no longer my own. So the information that he downloaded to me, I give it to his people. And, you know, my background, and let me share my background. If you don't know, I have two doctoral degrees. I have my first doctoral degree is in pastoral counseling. My second doctoral degree is in Christian education and leadership. Praise the Lord. And I have a master's degree in counseling psychology, and certainly I have a undergrad degree in sociology and a minor in psychology. And I've been dealing with the emotions and mental health for a long time. That is my calling. But my calling also is to bring it together, into a spiritual nature, to address the sin of mental health, to address the sin nature. And certainly that's what I'm here to do, to address the sin that manifests itself in our behaviors, in the problems that we have, the behaviors that we have, the problems that have been manifested in our bodies and in our souls that have created in us a sense of insecurity, a sense of rejection. You know, we're dealing with so many hurts and so many problems and so many things in our lifetime until now we've got to function in a realm and in an area that should be normal or what we think is normal, and yet it is not. So we are going to break it down. These two books that I'm going to use, one is Iniquity, The Sins of the Father, and that is by Dr. Sylvester Paul Brinson III, or Apostle Dr. Sylvester III. We're going to break down that book, and certainly it's a small book, and it's the purchase of that book is included in the registration fee. And the second book is A More Excellent Way to Be in Health by Henry W. Wright. And certainly that is a bigger book that has a DVD and a study self-workshop. And I am going to be using those two books. Also, I am going to be using the Bible. Yes, that's right. I'm going to be using the Bible. And certainly we're going to get into it. We're going to get into dealing and addressing emotional instabilities. We're going to get into DNA, what that means. You know, we know the regular DNA in our bodies, and that's our genetic code that is specific to each and every one that is human. You have a DNA code. You have a way by which you've been identified. And certainly we're going to look at sin. We're going to look at transgressions. We're going to look at iniquities. You know, we're going to deal with what causes diseases, the pathways to health. We're going to look at a little bit the pathways to healing, and certainly disease prevention. So we're going to get into the spiritual root of disease, behavior, the behaviors of mankind, the sins of our father. We're going to explore the chemistry and the psychological, the psychology of the subject of iniquity, which goes or gives, which we will take a thorough perspective of the root causes or the origins that presents itself in our emotional instability, in our functioning, in how we think, how we behave, and even the illnesses that we are experiencing in our body. We're going to define generational curses. You know, the preacher talked about generational curses from generation to generation to generation. We're going to get down and dirty, y'all. We're going to get into it because we have to be stable in this last and evil day. We have to understand. We have to put on the whole armor of God. We've got to know who we are, whose we are. We have got to deal with the spirit of rejection, the spirit of depression, the spirit of anxiety, and this murderous spirit that seems to be taking over in our culture and our land. And guess what, people of God? It boils down to sin. So we're going to get deep. We're going to get deep into it. We're going to talk about what it means, the emotional instability. We're going to get to the big roots of the issue. We're going to talk about our separation from God, ourselves, and others. We're going to do all that in this six-week course. And I tell you, after we get through with the 6 weeks, you're going to be excited. You're going to be empowered. You're going to say, Dr. Carey, can we go ahead on to part B? I guarantee you this is going to be phenomenal. Now, that's what some of the tidbits of what we will be dealing with in this 6 weeks, okay? But I have to break it down, and I got to get into the technology or the business of the course. Now, the course objectives. Now, this is a Christian empowerment counseling course, and there will be a six-week course to provide individuals with the tools needed to be effective in utilizing various techniques to address life issues and emotional instabilities. I got you there. I'm breaking it down. It's even in the objectives, emotional instabilities. We're going to offer strategic, strategies for discipleship that addresses and avoids hurts and aids you in developing powerful pathways for transformation. One of the things about this course, it says it all in the topic. It says Christian Empowerment and Counseling Course. One of the things that this course is going to do is going to address your issues first. It's going to address your needs, your issues, and we are going to move forward. And we are going to familiarize the students or yourself with the characteristics of healing techniques by using the Bible as the foundation for the process. Now, also, we're dealing with other self-help books. And these two books that I have listed and I've given you, they are powerful. They are powerful, and they are just dynamite in addressing the topic that we will be dealing with on this 6 weeks course. Now, the course goals is to equip you with the tools necessary to assist your church, your community, with biblical gifts, attitudes, values, and perceptions. Now, we're also going to challenge you to develop basic soul care skills to be effective in change. So we're going to help you and equip you to be able to help yourself but help somebody else in the process, and to assist you with obtaining compassionate skills that are disciplined, effective, non-judgmental, respectful, deliberate, empathic, and skilled. So we're going to help you with all of that as you go through this course. Now, this is, again, as I said, a six-week course, which means that because it's a six-week course, there will be expectations in order for you to receive CEUs. And, yes, I do offer CEUs. So at the end of this course, we will issue CEUs, which is six contact hours for attending this course. Now, this course, in order to receive those CEUs, that's one of the reasons why you're registering, first of all, and also to help with the expenses that come with this course. So basically, I said that registration is $70, $75, but it will be reduced if you purchase those two books on your own. Then the registration cost will be reduced by $25. Did I say it? $25. If you purchase the materials on your own, then registration will be reduced by $25. Now, in order for you to receive those CEUs, there will be tests that will be given, there will be assignments given, because this is a legitimate course. Not only is it a legitimate course, but we are accredited through Hope Institute and Seminary. So Amazing Grace School of Ministry is a division of Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., which our mission is to minister to the whole man in every area of life through the development of Christian faith and discipleship, promoting the growth and the development that will bring about a life-changing experience. Now, we also are affiliated with Hope Bible Institute and Seminary, which we are accredited through that Bible school. So we are offering accredited CEUs to those that finish this course. And if you want to receive a degree from this school, Hope Bible Institute and Seminary, then certainly you can apply to that school and you will get credit for taking this six weeks course. Okay, again, it is a 6 weeks course. We will generate at the end of this 6 week course a certificate of completion and six CEUs. And that is given to those that have registered for this course. If you registered and purchased the books, your registration is only $50. However, if you say, Dr. Carey, you want me to issue or purchase the books, now, a more excellent way, that in itself is almost, that's $25 right there. The Dr. Brinson's book is $15. So when you look at that, I'm giving you a discount to get the books or to purchase the Dr. Brinson's book. And certainly you can get a more excellent way book on your own. But if you choose to get these books, again, I will take $25 off your registration, and all you have to pay for registration is $50. Now, the expectations or the requirement and the grading procedures for this test. Now, classes will be conducted on Blog Talk Radio, which I will give you the call-in number once you register. Now, the hours of class is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we won't go that long. We definitely probably will go up until 8:30, and class will be done. But I just want to have more time, enough time to present the material and get the information out so you can have adequate time to study, to prepare, and read various materials that I assign. So basically, again, it will be on Blog Talk Radio, but there will also be information that will be conducted on Blackboard. And again, those that register will get the information needed that you can tap into Blackboard and do your assignments. And gather the information back to me. Because in order for you to receive CEUs, in order for you to pass this course, you must pass this course with a 70 or better. 69, you're not going to pass the course. This course, you must pass the course. You must pass with the test and with attendance, 70 or better. And, yes, you must attend. Now, you may not be in a physical classroom, but you do have to time in or check in on the day assigned. Now, with Blog Talk Radio, one of the things you can do, if you say, Dr. Carey, I'm missing it on class time, can I go back later? Yes, you can. Excuse me for yawning, but yes, you can. However, I need to see that after you have been, after you've missed, that you have some kind of way or some time later checked into the blog and listened. Okay? And once you check in, I need you to leave a comment to say, Dr. Carey, I listened to the lesson. All right? Because attendance is important. You need to hear the material. You need to hear and you need to read the material in order to pass the exams. And, yes, there will be exams given. I know you say this is a six-week course, but it's a six-week course, and it's loaded. It's loaded with material. It's loaded with content. And it's loaded with information that will change your life if you apply it. Okay? So you must pass this course exams with a 70 or better. You must participate in the class discussions, which they will be either on Blog Talk, I will open up the line and you can discuss, or they will be on Blackboard, and I do expect you to respond and give discussion. Okay? If you have any questions, you can call me at Dr. Carey. My cell phone number is 309-750-7584. You can mail me any tests that I assigned you at P.O. Box 438 411 Chicago, Illinois 60643, or you can email it to me at Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com. So that's Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com. Now, so after you've registered, after you have contacted me and via giving your registration page or registration fee, you would then get a Siblis with the class times and the information on the book information. So basically you would just get a syllabus, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, of the class times and date and what's expected, what's due, when is the material expected to be turned in. You also will have a time or date when the test will be given to you. Now, I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to email you that. And those that register, that leads me to another point. I do need your email address so that I can email you the required exams and you can send them back to me. So again, this is an introductory to the course. We're just giving you information on today. So those of you that have not registered, you can register. You can register this week, this week, this week, this week, this week, and up until Thursday of next week. After Thursday, we'll see what we have, but it's now or never. Now is the time. Now is the time to really register, I tell you, and I'm excited about this course. I've been studying. The Lord has given me the study, and to the material. You know, I thank God for his goodness. He always provides the materials needed that he wants me to give to his people. And certainly, I've studied, I continue to study, I continue to allow the Holy Spirit to influence me and to guide me and to lead me, because I want more of the Lord. I want the Lord to take out everything that's not like him. I don't want to be bound by fear. I don't want to be bound by my insecurities. I don't want to be bound by my inability to believe and trust God, because somewhere down the line, somebody has abused me, somebody has rejected me, somebody has done something to me, and now I'm stuck. And, you know, when we look at the way we have been raised and the way we have dealt with our issues, all of that affects our ability to see and trust the Creator. You know, all of this, how we were raised, whether we were abused or not, these issues affect our lives, and they affect our lives so until they influence how we relate to others, how we relate to ourselves, and how we relate to God. And certainly we are going to deal with those issues. We are going to deal with the separation. We are going to deal with the bloodline. How that scripture that I talked about earlier, when we look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, how we break it up, and how life is in the blood. And certainly when we look at that and when we break it down and we look at the thoughts and we look at how our habits and how our functioning, how what we deal and what we do affect how we see ourselves and others and how we feel and how we don't apply the word and apply God's love to our lives, because in some way we think we're not deserving of his love for us. And God loves us. He went to the cross and he died for us. He loved us just that much. So once you register, you get all this helpful information. You all get all this good information. And on next week, we will start the process of breaking it down, start the process of the course and classes. And certainly, we will deal with the books that I have given you. And we're going to get into it. You know, one of the things that we need to look at, that spiritually, when we look at our spirituality, when we look at disease, you know, disease has spiritual roots. And we're going to deal with those spiritual roots. You know, one of the things that disease is the result of separation on three levels, and I'm just giving you a little bit of this, girl, a little bit of this, because this is a hot course, you know. I thought the other two were good, but this is good. I'm excited. I'm learning. you know, the separation from God, His Word, and His love, the separation from yourselves, ourselves, and then the separation from others. And we are going to break that down. So once we get through with this course, not only will we see each other differently, but we're going to see God differently. Hallelujah. I'm trying to preach, y'all. So, again, this is Dr. Carey. Registration is only $75. If you purchase the books, it is $50. Now, I do have a Zelle account. You can either give it, you can send it through Zelle. You could either mail me a check for your registration. You can fill out a form. The form, if you go to my website, hallelujah, I got it here somewhere, y'all. My website is, and let me give it to you, my website is evangmcarey47.tripod.com, and it's evangmcarey47.tripod.com. And certainly if you go to my website, you will see a little form where you can print it up and you can give me your name, your address, your phone number. And also, I don't put cell phone number on there, but please give me your cell phone number also. And please give me your email address. Now, again, registration is only $50, and you certainly can email me that back, and you can send me a check in the mail or give me a call, and I will give you the Zelle information or my cash app. So I do have those forms of payment. I do take checks, praise the Lord, and certainly you can feel free. My email accounts are on the website, and I'm going to give you another one, Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com. That's another email where you can send me your registration. Now, for all the class information, all class, all assignments, will be directed at Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com. That is the educational side. So all my students' classworks, all assignments, go to that email. Now, I will take registration on that email for this occasion. But for the majority of the part, the majority of the time, you're sending the emails or not the emails, but registrations to Amazing Grace Ministries at gmail.com or amazgraccmin at yahoo.com. So either one of those two. Now, if you're making checks payable, make checks payable to Amazing Grace Ministries, AMAZEN Grace, GRACCE Ministries, MINISTRES, or AGMI. That's easier. You can make checks payable to AGMI, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. Hallelujah. With that being said, again, give me a call if you have any questions. 309-750-7584. We are going to have a time in the Lord. We are going to be doing amazing things, and I guarantee you, you will enjoy the material that will be presented to you. Again, this is Dr. Carey, I'm excited. I hope you're excited. We are going to be dealing with some good stuff during the course, during the six-week course. We're going to be dealing with the DNA of sin. We're going to break it down, sin, transgressions, iniquities. We're going to get to the spiritual root of disease and emotional instability. We're going to explore the chemistry and the psychological, the psychology of the subject of iniquity. We're going to break it down to give a thorough perceptive of the roots and causes and of the origin of our emotional instability. So we're really going to break it down. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it, and we're going to have a time. We're going to define generational curses. We're going to deal with the sins of our fathers and how that affect our behavior now. We're going to get into it, like I said it. We're going to break it down, certainly, and after we deal with these issues, I guarantee you that we will be better for it. So I need you to come on and register. Come on and say, Dr. Carey, I'm interested in taking this course. I'm interested in learning more. I'm interested in knowing how I can better my relationship with Christ Jesus, how I can understand, because I don't understand why I do some of the things that I do, why I behave the way I do. But this course, we're going to break into all of that. We're going to get into the psychology. We're going to get into the biblical. We're going to get into the spiritual. We're going to deal with the issues, and we're going to deal with them effectively that we may bring glory and honor to Christ Jesus. That, because, you know, the Bible says he was tempted in all points but didn't sin. So we're going to break it down, y'all. We're going to be healed, delivered, and set free. We're going to be equipped to deal with every issue that Satan tries to throw at us, and we are going to deal with it effectively. We are literally going to put Hebrews 4, 12, and 13. We're going to break it down, and once we break it down and put it back together, you won't be the same. So give me a call. Give me an email. I'm excited. I look forward to seeing you on next week. All those that register for this course, I tell you, if you say, Dr. Carey, I'm registering, you get the material. Registration is only $50. So we're going to break it down. And after you've taken this course, it's my hope that you have a better understanding of yourself, understanding of your relationship with Christ Jesus, and better able to know your authority in Christ. I've said enough. This is an introductory session. This is a course today to just kind of wet your lips on the course. I hope that I've said something. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for each and every one that would hear this blog and that are interested in signing up for your course. Hallelujah, addressing the DNA of emotional instabilities. I pray, God, that somebody will hear this and cry out, what must they do to be saved? God, we messed up. We're trying to live. We're trying to function as if we have it all put together. But because of sin, sin has come and we're messed up. we are messed up because there's a separation from you, there's a separation from ourselves, and certainly there is a separation from God. And we pray, God, that this course will help us and mend us and help us be whole and be healed and be set free. I pray, God, that you anoint this course in the name of Jesus, that the power of the Holy Spirit will radiate and rule and reign, and that your anointing, that you will show up and be present in the name of Jesus. Anoint your servant, God, in the name of Jesus, to teach your people, God. We speak to every ailment. We speak to every emotional instability, and we bind it right now. The issues of depression, anxiety, even trauma, God, we speak to healing right now in the name of Jesus. We declare the salvation, your salvation, God. We declare, God, your healing. We declare, God, Psalms. Hallelujah, 103 and 3, God. And we walk in that healing. We walk in it in the name of Jesus. We declare it by faith. We believe it in the name of Jesus. We believe and we stand on the word, God, that you've given to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you that the word of God states in Psalms 103 and 3, it states that who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth the life from destruction, who crowdeth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you, God, for crowning us with loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, that consumes us. And we thank you, God, for the things that you're doing as we speak, God. We thank you for opening up the airways to allow your word to get out to mankind. We thank you, God, that you would fix it. We thank you, God, that you would destroy the yokes of bondage on men's life in the name of Jesus. We bind murder, we bind suicide, we bind all mental health issues. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We declare it by faith. We thank you, God. We thank you for the students. We thank you, God, for people with a desire to know more about you. We thank you, God, for this course and the fact that we have victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, saints of God, again, students, I thank you for listening and taking this time to listen to this blog. We have an exciting time. Meet me on next week. But before you meet me on next week, please either call me to say, Dr. Carey, I have my registration. I'm emailing it or I'm putting it in the mail because I want to see you. I want you to be blessed. And this course will bless your soul. This course will break every yoke of bondage that Satan has attached to you. You may not understand why you're doing what you're doing, but this course will help you to be delivered, to be set free in Jesus' name. We declaring it. We believe it by faith. The Bible says, if thou can believe, all things, not some things, but all things are possible to you that believe. Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There was a woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be made whole. And she touched him, and she was made whole. Come on. Come on. I encourage you to come on aboard and take this course and be made whole. The Lord has got a blessing for you. The Lord has got an eye opener for you. The Lord has got a way made for you. And he will bless you with an enlightenment of who he is and how he's healed you of all your iniquities. I will see you on next week. This is Dr. Maria Carey. My cell phone number is 309-750-7584. Reach me, contact me, shout me out, or like me on Facebook, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., and say, Dr. Carey, I am excited, and I want to sign up. You can also view my website. That's evangmcarey47.tripod.com. And certainly gather more information on this ministry there. I see you next week. Y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.